Welcome to the Yoga Healer Podcast, where it's all about your vibrant health evolution. We yoke, we meditate, scrape our tongues, and eat our weeds. And now, with your host who isn't afraid to drink thistle from her blender, it's me, Kate Stillman.
Hello, everyone. It's Kate Stillman with YogaHealer.com, and welcome to the local yoga teacher superstar call. I just wanted to do a quick sound check. Can you press 1 if this sounds fine to you? Okay, great. Thanks. I've been known to talk into the ethers for a very long time, so great. It's like you guys are alive and pulsing out there. It was awesome. We had about 300 people register for this call in a short period of time, which, you know, for me just confirms that this is striking a chord. We want more from our career, from our profession, than we might be experiencing. And so I'm really glad that you're here. I have a lot of success in this, and so what I can share with you, I want to share with you, because I want to see us as a, you know, as an industry. I want to see us really to take what we know to the next level. There's a lot of people out there that need you and really need your wisdom applied to their experience of being in a body, whether that's for, you know, physical issues, mental, emotional, spiritual, relational issues, the whole gambit. And I know that people that are attracted to my work generally have a serious level of depth and experience and expertise. And so I really am using this time with you to help see what it's going to take for you to take your skills to the next level for impact and also for income, because you need to live the kind of life that you want to live in order to really thrive. And there's a great intelligence in that. There's a really great intelligence in stepping into the next level of your lifestyle design. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that too. I'm just going to do a quick recap on what we're doing in this workshop today. There are three bullet points. I'm a massive bullet pointer. For the Superstar Workshop, the three bullet points are how to help your students off the mat, how to coach on diet and daily habits, and how to refine your business strategy to free up your time and explode your positive contribution to your community. So if that sounds about right for you and that's what you're interested in, then sweet, you're in the right place. FYI, if you really like this, you're going to get an email with the recording, but I'm also going to flip it into a podcast, so it'll be really easy to share if you find it useful and you're hanging with another yoga teacher who might also need to hear this conversation, then please share it. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's going on as yoga teachers. We're having a common experience where we feel like we can work our careers differently and experience another level of community impact and personal prosperity. And it's a really big deal that getting that, it's not just happening in you. It's not so personal, right? But this is what's happening in the industry. It's happening in the greater community. And we're starting to wake up to the idea that there's skills that we might not have that might be keeping us more in an old business model and an old way of doing things, and not really stepping into what could happen, what we could do. But we feel that desire, and you might feel that desire as a desire to have a larger level of community impact, whether that community impact is online or whether it's offline. You might be even experiencing it as a desire for more personal prosperity, and I'm not talking about the intrinsic internal experience of abundance. I'm talking about money in your bank account. I'm talking about money for retirement, that kind of real prosperity, where your inner body can actually relax a little bit because your externals are taken care of. So we're going to talk about that today. And I've had conversations with dozens of yoga teachers and healers over the past few months, just one-on-one, and probably about over 100 one-on-one in the past year. So I have a really good idea about what's going on. I also have experience being a local yoga teacher, although I'm not teaching live anymore, not in the flesh. But I've also been a yoga studio owner. I've been a traveling yoga and Ayurvedic teacher, and I've also been an online teacher. So no matter what angle you're coming at this from, chances are I've had somewhat of an experience that's relatable to you. So what's a little different about this training today is that I've also invested heavily, like heavy, like guru energy, like heavily, in my business training, and in my personal geek getting business coached. I've also invested very significantly in technology, and also in team building around my Yoga Healer brand. So for those of you who are really looking at, you know, empire building and building a bigger platform, you know, just know that, like, that's a good thing. I find often in the yoga industry that we're a little bit scared often to step into what we really want to do because it might feel like egoic, right? It might feel like, oh, I'm not supposed to dream so big. I'm not supposed to live so big. I'm not supposed to get myself out there so much. And I've gone through a lot of the sort of weird, icky experiences of, like, doing that in a way that feels out of integrity, and also learning how to show up in a way that feels like it's right on, that it's aligned with the greater evolutionary impulse. So I've also grown this Yoga Healer brand with a podcast, and that's given me, it's really interesting, it's given me this income and lifestyle that's beyond my dreams, which sounds totally corny, but it is true. I get to live where I want to live, when I want to live, and I get to have the most interesting conversations I can think of, and with people that I just really want to connect with. And that's, the podcast itself has been an amazing way to open some doors for the kind of conversations that I want to have. And what we'll get into today is that, you know, the desire to have specific conversations is really following the Shakti, right? It's really about like following, like, what's trying to happen through you, not so personally to you having the conversation, but what conversation's happening through you. And then as a yoga teacher, it actually moves out into the world and starts to shape shift and take on forms and affect real change. So I pay a lot of attention to the kind of conversations I want to have. And a few years ago, I started paying a lot of attention to, this is kind of weird to talk about as a yoga teacher, but I started paying a lot of attention to making more money. Like, I really wanted to make a lot of money. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? But I found that I respected some self-made people that had built a little industry around the conversations that they wanted to have, around the communities that they decided to build. And I really wanted to do that and learn that and find out what that was like from the inside out. And so I went through a lot of sort of awkwardness in really embracing this, you know, my own financial goals and desires. And I know a lot of you, just from being on the call, I know a lot of you are in various courses. I see a ton of familiar names, which is awesome. And I know a lot of you from back in my Iyengar yoga days and in my Anusara yoga days as a yoga teacher and a traveling Ayurvedic teacher. And it's just awesome to see you guys here. And I know that some of you have been watching on the sidelines and being like, wow, Kate's not afraid to talk about making money. And that's right. So we're going to talk a bit about that, and we're going to talk a lot about the crossover with yoga and Ayurveda, and how we're sitting, as yoga teachers, we're sitting on a gold mine. And we're not often, you know, we just don't know where to dig. We don't have the tools to dig in a little bit and to figure out what we're sitting on top of. So I'm going to hopefully help us get connected to that gold mine that we're sitting on top of, not just for our financial gain, but also really so that our communities can tap into our daily habits, our diet and lifestyle awareness, and our skills in our own self-care routines and in our own kitchens in a way that can actually accelerate their wellness path. Okay, so that's a little bit of background on what this is all about. And I just want to mention quickly who this material is really ideally for, and also who it's not for, just so that if it feels like I'm a step ahead to the left or right, that's okay, and maybe this will fit more for you at a later time, or maybe it's just not a good fit, which that's cool too, and someone else out there is that for you. So keep looking for the best conversation that you can have. So who this conversation is for is if you love yoga and what it's done for you, if you want a more effective career strategy for income, if you want to be able to help your students with diet and daily habits to accelerate their wellness path, but you're not quite sure the best way to go about it, and you're definitely not sure how to monetize it. This is really for teachers who already have a community of students to teach, even if it's a small community, but you're frustrated by your income and your business model. Or maybe you're not frustrated, but you're really wanting to take it to the next level, because there's also income jumps of, like, say you're at six figures, but you're kind of curious at what a quarter million would look like. So that's fine. If you're here and that's you, it's a great place to be for this conversation. And it's really not for newer teachers who are newer to the seat of the teacher. But again, feel free to listen. But you might check back in with me later after you've gotten your teaching chops and you really understand the transformations that you're bringing your yoga students through. So also, my training, it doesn't really work if you go into victim mode about your situation, like if you make up excuses. I deal with a lot of people who are like, oh, my money shadow issues are just too much. Like, definitely you can stick around, but I don't really work with money shadow issues. Like, my approach to money shadow issues is to learn how to make money, and then just to make money, and then your money shadow issues go away. So that's also not a place that I really spend too much time. I'm kind of a take life by the horns kind of gal, and my students and clients who succeed the most rapidly, they follow this approach, and they get real results in real time. So I want to talk a little bit about this article that I saw last January in Yoga Journal by Jason Crandall, who, it's funny, I remember Jason from when he was studying with Rodney Yee, and I was at the Iyengar Yoga Institute, and we were just these foundling yoga teachers, and it's so cool because he's made such an awesome name for himself, and he wrote an article about the financial scene for people who are getting into yoga teaching. And in this article, it's great because he talks a lot about the problems that yoga teachers have in their career path, which one of them that he highlights, and I thought this is a really great thing to talk about, was income fluctuation. This is also a massive issue for healers, and it's also a massive issue for wellness entrepreneurs, that there's income fluctuation. And this is something that if you are trying to make a significant amount more money or make a significant deeper dent in impacting your community's health issues, there's ways that we want to take this on head on, and really realizing what's happening there and how to structure a career strategy around it that, that again, enables you to impact more people because you are coming from a deeper place and knowing what you're doing and knowing what your strategy is, so you're not just kind of running after every little opportunity that comes up, which often will, really dissipate your energy, one, but it also doesn't enable you to work on your deeper strategy, your deeper business strategy, which is a big problem because it's like a lot of busy work for not a lot of dinero. Okay, so some other issues, or just some other harder things about the profession in general is like you are an entrepreneur. You are a sole proprietor, and if you take a more entrepreneurial perspective to being a sole proprietor, there's a lot of opportunity. But if you don't, you're just stuck with, taking care of your own benefits. You have this income fluctuation. You have no subsidized health care, paid vacations, or paid sick time. You're in a very competitive industry. The yoga business is very competitive. I like to think of it as collaborative, but it's also competitive. It really, to me, there's two things going on there, and I know from working with a lot of yoga teachers that they feel the competitive nature of the industry more so than the collaborative nature. So I just want to name that because if you're feeling that, it's a real deal. And there's ways that we can actually, if we tap into more of our potential entrepreneurial nature, there's ways that we can create collaborative networks that they totally change the game. They totally change the conversation. The other major problems is that we often are teaching all over the map, and having, let alone if you're teaching in one location or five locations, but then we're offering a number of different things like group classes and privates and retreats and weekend workshops, and often without a true market funnel. I just want to see, do you guys know what I mean by that? Do you know what a market funnel is? Press one if you're like, yep, aye, Kate, check. And two if you're like, kind of, maybe, not really. Okay, good. This is good because I need to know where we're at as a as a little kula here, as a little community. So we have about twice as many people who are kind of like, huh, maybe unpack that a little more. So 2-1 in that. And then the one would be the people are like, yeah, I'm down. Okay, so the idea is if you have all these different offerings and they're at different price points, but there's not a step-by-step process that are bringing people deeper into your work. And this is a big crux, and I'm going to get into this one a little bit deeper. And guaranteeing an end result. So, like, what are you getting? Are you getting people out of back pain? Are you helping people get pregnant? Are you really teaching people the daily habit skills and the mental mindset of living an easeful life? You know, what is it that you're guaranteeing? Whether there's actually a point where they graduate. Just like, you know, you went to university and there's a point where they said, okay, you passed X, Y, and Z. We checked off this, and this requirement, and you're out of here. And here's your piece of paper. Obviously, with yoga, there's a little bit more of a subjective learning on the transformational path, but we need to look at it very objectively, and we need to get really clear on what skills people are coming to us for, what life skills, what body skills, what enlightenment skills, what relational skills, right? And what really the end results are that we can stand behind. We can say, you know what, you stick with me, and you do this, and you do this, and you do this, and you're going to get that. And the funnel part of that is, and there's a lot of talk about funnels in the sort of entrepreneurial world. And the part that I find applies to us the most is really looking at how people first come in contact with your work. And that might be, someone says, hey, there's this great teacher. Her name's Brooke or Scott or Morelli or Jennifer or Jody or Lucid or Lori, and, you know, any guys on the call. And someone comes to your class, and that's their entry point into your funnel. Maybe they get an email. Maybe they're on your newsletter, and that's their entry point. Or they see you on Facebook, and that's the entry point. And then soon they come into a financial exchange with you. And then from there, it's like, how do you take them closer to those end results? And at higher price points. So that, A, you can support yourself, and maybe that's actually B, because A probably is more like so that you can use your skills to bring people on the deepest transformational journey that you're capable of. And it provides you a great living on the side, and that would be B. So whichever is your A and whichever is your B, it doesn't matter. I don't care. I'm fine with your B is your A and your A is your B. What matters is that you kind of get that's a good strategy. If you don't have that strategy, the idea that you're leaving money on the table, I'm going to write this blog post that's basically like why yoga, how yoga teachers are leaving $50,000 on the table. And it's basically that in a nutshell. It's because we don't get that. Sorry, I got my Facebook open. How do I mute my Facebook? The reason I left it open is if you guys have questions along the way, go to facebook.com/yoga healer, and you'll see I just put in a little thing, yoga teachers with questions to you. Oops, sorry. I have this thing. For those live on the Superstar call, we can chat here. So that's a way for you to just put a little question or comment in. Just do questions, actually. To me there if something comes up while we're live on the call. Okay, so that's a little bit about the funnel. I mean, that's to me one of the biggest problems for yoga teachers in the financial side is the funnel and not having one and not having an effective one and not having, if you do have an effective one, not knowing how to sell the stuff that costs more money. And that's a massive learning curve. But it's good to know that if that's a problem, that's a problem. The other massive problem in there is really the problem of the students, right? Because if you're not speaking to end results, if you're not actually helping them not only on the mat when you've got them for 60 or 75 or 90 minutes, but if you're not helping them in all the off-the-mat diet and lifestyle changes, diet and daily habit changes, then not only are you leaving money on the table, but you're not doing them the favor of showing them how to be really accelerating their wellness journey. And it's hard because in yoga school, most of us didn't have that much background in the training of this. And we really didn't have the training, obviously, in like on the business side of things. But we also really didn't have the training in how to help our students off the mat. Actually, I want to take a quick poll again. I'm sort of addicted to my polling software. If you feel really well trained in that, if you felt like your yoga training education really helped you help your students off the mat in terms of diet and daily habits that go with the yoga path, press 1. And if you feel like your yoga teacher training didn't address this as well as it probably could have, press 2. Okay, so we're at about a 4-to-1 ratio, 2-to-1s now. So obviously it's an issue. See what I mean? It's an issue. And I'm kind of curious, of the people that did press 1, how many are using it and and really noticing that you are able to help your students and your clients? Just press 1 if you're noticing that you really use it. And I want to say too, and you're really monetizing it, like it's really supporting your career. Press 1. And if it's not really supporting your career, press 2. Yeah, okay, so now we're at about, we've got more 2s. Okay, good. See, it's an issue. And this is one of the ways that I tap in. I like to have my finger on the pulse of what's really going on. And also, you know, not for you guys to prove that, I'm right, but just for me to really know, is this an issue? Is this as big an issue as I know it to be? One of the advantages I had was being able to dance across that line between yoga and Ayurveda, because I went to yoga teacher training. I did a 2-year yoga teacher training school at the same time I did a 2-year Ayurvedic practitioner training school, and I just kind of busted ass and would drive back and forth between Grass Valley and San Francisco every week. And in that process, I was able to, you know, learn both. It was cool. One of my teachers was actually also at both schools, so she and I had this awesome relationship as we were sort of straddling these communities. I wanted to tell you a story about one of the ways I was able to make this all work financially, and yet some of the issues too, that the financial model I followed through school and for the few years after, some of the problems that really created for me. I feel like I was always really lucky on this path because I've always had high-end clients. I call them benefactresses, these women that had a ton of money and really wanted skillful attention. First there was, and I'll change their names, but like first there was Mary, and then there was Jenny, and then there was Marcia, and then there is another couple on the side. And these people over years really supported me, and they paid me top dollar rates. I imagine many of you have private yoga clients that are, you know, similar to these people, where they kind of cover your other expenses. What I found was that working with these people, the relationships, the conversations couldn't go as deep and as specific as I wanted. So even though they made up an enormous segment of my income stream, they really didn't want the full package that I could offer or the full picture. They really wanted good, skillful attention, and I can give that. So I delivered that. But I wasn't satisfied at my core. And at the same time, I had public yoga classes that were great, and I loved my students, but I also found that they were really coming to me because I could teach an awesome level 2 flow class, and they weren't really my target audience either in terms of wanting to learn more about some of the depth that I had to offer, whether that was in the daily habits skills of Ayurveda or just general detox or Ayurvedic skills. So I found that these conversations that I really wanted to have, I wasn't necessarily attracting the perfect client into that. And I really wanted a way to combine what I knew of Ayurveda with my yoga teaching career. And I loved being in the seat of the teacher, and I loved the potential conversation and transformation that was possible. I just wasn't guided into a career model that would really benefit the people I wanted to work with the most and my bank account at the same time. I had these benefactresses more or less like floating my training, my boat. And I had these public yoga classes where I could really practice what I knew, but I wasn't having the kind of conversations I really wanted to be having and teaching at the specificity of what I really wanted to teach. And at that stage in my career, if I look back, I was confused. I didn't want to just earn the big bucks if I wasn't learning and growing. And I started to really dislike the more high-end work. I actually started to dread it. And I wanted to do my own original work. I wanted to find my people, my tribe. I wanted to really to tap into what was the conversation I was trying to have. And I wanted to build a career around that, really the most practical teachings that I knew, that I practiced personally, and that I knew worked with the students who were most committed to me, because there were a few of those in there for sure. And at some point I got that I knew I had to make it up as I went along, and I had to start making different choices. In fact, some of the best business advice I've ever gotten is this: what got you here isn't going to get you there. I'm sure many of you have heard that. And it comes in a lot of different forms, that same piece of advice. And it's so crucial to get that. And it's also crucial to get that, and I taught this in a webinar in January, the whole idea that if you're not asking people that you're following their business model as yoga teachers, if you're not asking them the tough questions about their income and about their impact and about what's working or what's not, then chances are you don't really know what's going on behind the scenes. And if you don't, this is really crucial to get this, that, you know, what got you here isn't going to get you there, and being really clear on where you're trying to go. And then lining up and learning from someone who's actually been there. So what I'm going to show you next is that no matter which of the problems above or issues above I mentioned about the, you know, the runaround town model or the benefactor problems, that something else is trying to happen through you, and really through us as a greater community of people that get it, that we get body-mind awareness. We're living it. We're living different daily habits than a lot of the people that we can really help. So I got really interested in what was possible and what was trying to happen through me and through my dissatisfaction that was proving to me that I was barking up the wrong tree. And what's super groovy for you is I can help you shortcut the process, because I've been there and I've been doing this for about 6 years online, having the conversations I've wanted to have and bringing people through the transformational journeys that I was most interested in, because I thought they were the most effective. They sort of shortcut the process. So what I'm going to talk to you about next is really the process for doing it. Okay, so there's a pathway. And there's a number of steps. So we're going to go through these steps right now, the steps that help you really, you know, nail down how you can use what you know from your diet and lifestyle to start to put out a different level of teachings and really get you thinking about how to increase your income through it. So that's what we're going to go into in these simple steps. So we're going to go through five steps. And the first one is just to awaken to that you can help your students with diet and lifestyle. I want to take a quick poll again. Who's doing this effectively right now? Press one. And who's not? Who's really just teaching from a place of who's teaching yoga, teaching asana, teaching therapeutics, all that totally awesome stuff? Press two. And press one if you're doing that, but you're also really helping people with diet and lifestyle. So the twos aren't, the ones are. Just going to give it one more minute. Okay. Yeah, so most of you are not, and a few of you are. So of the few of you that are, how many are doing this? How many feel like you're doing this super effectively? Like they're getting real results in quick time. Press one, like real results in quick time. Better energy, deeper rest, better diet. Press one. Or if you're not sure of the results, press two. Or if you feel like you could probably do it more effectively, press two. I'm just trying to separate those previous ones out. I really like to know what's going on. And it's good for us as a community to see the greater trend That's happening because it helps us start to depersonalize some of this. Okay, well, everybody, all the ones press two. Okay, good. So we're still zoning in on a conversation that's hopefully relevant to everybody listening. Okay, the secret to step one is realizing that yoga has a code of daily habits and lifestyle design that's based in Ayurveda. That, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've all heard that Ayurveda and yoga are like different sides of the same coin. There's so much depth in Ayurveda that you honestly do not need as a yoga teacher. It's why people become Ayurvedic practitioners. It's why people go to India and become Ayurvedic doctors, or it's why Indians become Ayurvedic doctors. Because there's levels of amazing depth in pathogenesis that are super useful. The specialties are incredible, right? But most people don't actually need that. What most people need for wellness acceleration, right, is actually intrinsic in the yoga. It's the teachings of Ayurveda that are intrinsic in the yoga, intrinsic in the code of daily habits and lifestyle design. And that's, I hope you guys are listening, because this is a big deal. And this is a big deal in the industry as more and more people are, more and more yoga teachers are wanting to become Ayurvedic practitioners, but then they become Ayurvedic practitioners and they realize that they don't actually want to work with that specificity, and they don't want to work one-on-one because they love the group experience. Most yoga teachers who are good yoga teachers, you love being in the seat of the teacher. You're like me. You're like, how many people are in class? How can I bring a group through a transformational journey? Because we all know that groups transform faster than individuals. And when we really plug into that, we don't want to let go of that for a one-on-one practitioner model and teaching a few yoga classes on the side, and that whole business model doesn't work that well, and it feels dissatisfying because we're really good at standing in front of room in a room and leading a group transformational experience. So any good yoga teacher training program will teach the Ayurvedic daily rhythm, the Dinacharya. It's super simple stuff, but most people, and actually most yoga teacher training programs, aren't doing it well enough that their teachers learn it and know how to teach it in the yoga classroom and know how to design effective programs around it that enable their students to implement seamlessly the diet and daily habits of yoga alongside with their yoga practice. And I think we all know some of the problems with this. I mean, most of us are Westerners. I do have, you know, there's definitely a global audience on the line today. But the yoga healer community is mostly US, Canada, Europe, Asia, and Australia, New Zealand. And that's, I'm trying to think, who did I leave out? A few little island states in there. But that's, you know, the affluent West, okay? I imagine that's where most of you guys are from because I actually checked my Google stats. And the deal is there's some really simple teaching that can help most, really, that can help most Westerners. And a lot of Westerners are doing things like staying up too late, eating food, their biggest meal at the end of the day, having a hard time getting up in the morning, jump-starting their day with caffeine, like things that just simple, plain and simple, go against the yogic lifestyle. And the more people are doing their yoga practice and they're not implementing the yogic lifestyle, they're creating a lot of confusion in their physiology. And as yoga teachers, if we're not talking about this, it's a problem. And if we're also not skillfully navigating the relationship issues that arise with daily habit changes, it's a problem. I'm so into polling right now. Sorry if it's driving you nuts. But I just want to see, like, who eats different than the people they live with? Press one. Press two if you eat, you know, you and your household members crave the same foods seasonally and on an annual cycle. Okay, so we're at an enormous amount more ones than twos. And we're like 10 steps ahead of most of our yoga students. So as your yoga students start to come to class, often they're doing yoga and their spouses, their children, their roommates are not doing yoga. And they start to actually change and shift their physiology, which change and shifts their cravings, and change and shifts which daily habits feel more in alignment and which feel out of alignment, including diet. But if we're not articulating this stuff, we're making it harder for them. If we're not designing programs that help this, we're making it hard for them. And it's alienating, quite frankly. Someone starts doing yoga and they start wondering why they don't want to go out and party with their friends on Friday night, or why they're not drinking as much, or why they don't feel like eating heavy food later at night. And those are the people that are pretty awake to it. And then there's the people that aren't awake to it, but they're not progressing in yoga. They're just those students that we have that stay stuck. Maybe they're still carrying an extra 15 pounds. Maybe they're still nervous and neurotic, whatever it is. But it's only going, the practice is only going so deep because they don't have the diet and daily habit training and support and guidance, which are, those are three really big things that'll help them move through that stuff and help them feel like, oh my gosh, this is happening in the collective. This isn't a personal issue. This is just what happens, which helps them relax and feel more sane on the path. Okay, step two. You need a business strategy that works. So even if you get that you can help your students with diet and daily habits, and even if like the ideas are going off like fireworks in your head from what I talked about in step one, which they should be, right? The next thing is you need a business strategy that works, because even if you have the best programs, it's just going to end up turning into one of those problems, because now you're going to have to, you know, not only market your yoga classes and your weekend workshops and your retreats and your, you know, and schedule your privates in there, but you're also then going to have to deal with this, you know, whole another added income stream of your diet and daily habits classes, and you might not understand the funnel. You might not really understand how that works into a business strategy that gives you the kind of income you want. And, you know, I put some big, bold, slashy numbers on the title of this workshop, $20,000 to $60,000. That is not pocket change. Excuse me for just a second. My child ended up home early from school. That was a lovely surprise. Okay. So if we don't really get where that fits in our income strategy, we don't often know on the back end, like the back side of our business, the back end of how to plan it, how to execute it so that people get the results, right, so we can actually guarantee the end results. And we don't often have a way of actually making it turn into that $20,000 to $60,000 in income. And it actually, that to me is a low number based on my personal business, but it's which is why I try to lower the bar, because I know where a lot of people are starting from. I mean, most yoga teachers make, you know, $35,000, $40,000 a year. So to put out there that you could be making $20,000 to $60,000 a year, for many of you, I understand, is a stretch. And I want this to seem maybe big, but also doable. Okay, so what does this look like, a business strategy that works? And you may have seen, some of you have been on my list, some of you just came in through Facebook, but if those of you who have been on my list on yogahealer.com, you saw in the last month we do that Body Thrive launch, and that's the simple program based on the 9 habits of my yoga health coaching certification program. It's a 10-week telecourse, and I sold it at $1,000 a student. That's a pilot program price for me, $1,000 a student. And I did a quick launch. I generated close to 100 applications in 10 days. Why I can do that is because I have a very simple sales strategy and I have a program that delivers results. I know how to do all that. And that's a business strategy that actually, it takes some training to do it. It's not just, it's kind of hard to figure it out, just checking out what other people are doing. You can't, it's a long, hard road. But there is a strategy that very clearly is proven to work for yoga teachers just like you. I just did that Body Thrive as an example for the yoga health coaching program, just kind of showing them firsthand this is what you do. And it's awesome. I love my Body Thrive group. We're in week 3 right now. It's rocking. People are having massive transformations and really dealing with the deep work behind them to be able to make them sustainable over time. Okay, so that's step 2, business strategy. Step 3, and I've mentioned this, but I want to go deeper into it. You need to sell to and guarantee results. You got to write that down. And this is pretty straightforward. It's like buying a toaster. It does what it's supposed to do, or you take it back. So in Body Thrive, I guarantee if they fully participate, and I make fully participate a very doable experience, that they're guaranteed to experience better energy, better sleep, and a better diet. Okay, so better energy, better sleep, or deeper sleep, and a better diet. And these guarantees are objectively measured by their own experience. So I make the program and the guarantees explicit from the start. This is what we're doing. We've got 10 weeks. At the end, this is where you should be. Okay, so it's not just what I'm selling is a yoga habits program, right? It's got real results. And in the whole marketing campaign around that, I'm speaking to the results, and I'm bringing up the pain points of what it's not like to have good energy. I mean, most people are at about 70 out of 100%. That's not very good. Like, that's a C minus. If I got a C minus in high school, I would have gotten a verbal lashing, right? Like, my parents had high standards for me because they knew I was smart, and so they held me to it. The human physiology is brilliant. It's brilliant. It's designed for enlightenment. It's incredible, right? Everyone deserves an A. Everyone's got a birthright of an A. And if they're living at a C minus, like, we got to wake them up so that there's a potential of an A. And then we have to have a program that can guarantee that they can get a lot closer to that A that they're currently experiencing in a period of time, in a guaranteed period of time. Okay, I hope you're with me. I'm not seeing any comments or questions on the forum yet or on the Facebook page. Again, facebook.com/yogahealer. Let's go into step four. You need to understand the basics of Ayurvedic worldview, A, and B, of habit change science. So to help your students with health evolution in the context of yoga, you need to have solid footing in both of these areas of expertise. The Ayurvedic worldview and how energy works in a daily and seasonal cycle is essential to understanding why the daily health habits of yoga work. The health habits are simple. The daily habits are simple. But knowing why they work energetically from a yogic and Ayurvedic perspective, that's part of your job. And you should have a certain level of depth with understanding that philosophy and being able to communicate it in ways that other people get excited about, that they can relate to. So that's A. Now B is understanding habit change science. And we all know that changing habits is hard work. It's super hard work. Knowing habit change science is crucial to basically fulfilling your guarantees. And you can see this because, like, you know what you should be doing better that you're not doing. People know what they should be doing. In fact, you probably know what you should have been doing for a while, and the things that you're not currently doing, you're not doing because you have a hard time doing it. And it's not the vidya, right? It's not the knowledge that works. In Ayurveda, we have this concept of, it's such a beautiful concept, prajna parada, failure of the intellect. You know what you should be doing, but you're not doing it, and it's hurting you. Right? There's a failure in the system. Not all parts are working together. There's an inefficiency where the action and the wisdom are not lining up. I imagine we can all relate to this. I know for me this is huge. And in Ayurveda school and in yoga school, I didn't actually learn about how to line those things up more, how to actually help people. And there's this amazing emerging field of habit change science that is really super effective. And if you don't have it, you probably won't be as effective in guaranteeing your end results, step three, as a yoga health coach or a yoga wellness coach, or really bringing in that side of your career for impact and for income. So you got to get the Ayurvedic worldview, and you've got to get habit change science down pat. Okay, now step five. You need a mentor to make sure you follow through. Okay, so in this pathway to this increased income and helping your clients in terms of the daily habits and the dietary shifts that are going to start to really accelerate their wellness path, these are the five steps. And the five steps is if you don't have a mentor that's done this before and knows what they're doing, it's just harder. And part of the reason it's harder is there's a sea of momentum for yoga teachers that will lead you back to the current state of affairs. There's so many people who are doing things that are just like you. And if we go back to that little sage piece of business wisdom, what got you here isn't going to get you there. It's also true that the people who are doing the same thing aren't going to help get you there either. In fact, they can pull you back. And it can create a world of confusion. And that's really hard, because when you're in that place where you're not really quite sure and you don't have someone to turn to, and you're not in a community that really support you, right? That really get it, that really get that, wow, this is what we do, this is the business model, this is the science, you know, of habit change evolution, this is how we bring in Ayurveda in a way that's practical and useful and doesn't feel, just doesn't feel archaic, that's totally applicable, right? When you're in a community like that and you have guidance and support, it enables you to actually make the income jump. So you need to hang with a teacher who is doing this and knows how to do it, and hang with a posse of peers that are doing the real work on themselves so that they're adopting the habits and the practices at the next level of their ability and commitment, and that they're also doing the business work. And the business work, quite honestly, it gets ugly. It gets really hard. It's like way harder than doing backbends when you're a beginner. And why? Because often the business work, you're alone. You're alone at your desk, at your computer, dealing with some piece of technology that you don't like, and you'd much rather go walk the dog, or you'd much rather go, you know, clean the oven or do some more backbends, right? But what you got to do is figure out this crux that's keeping you from building your community with technology, or that's really keeping you from being able to get the word out about the conversations that you're most trying to have, the work that you're most trying to create in the world. And that's honestly that step five, the mentorship that also deals with the business strategy, inspiring deep self evolution work, and the technology. It's just a really big crux. And as far as I can tell, I like to look at meta picture, big picture stuff. It just naturally is how my brain works. I think this is one of the massive separating factors. Like, there's some people that come to me, you know, whether they want to be a yoga health coach or they want to be in the business program, the Yoga Healer Business Course, and they just can't. Like, I just see that they're not going to make it through some of these hurdles, or that they don't have the experience yet under their belt to really know what they can do in the world and who they really can work with in the world. But for the people that do, and you know who you want to, you know who you are, you know who you're helping, you know your own transformational journey, you've come somewhere, you're standing on your two feet, you totally get it, that part. And then there's these massive blocks to business strategy and technology, but you're willing to tackle it, and you're willing to set aside time and stop chasing every little, lead here and there and there for this, teach this drop-in over here and work with this private client over here. And, you're willing to set some of that aside so that you can actually up-level your programs, your offerings, and learn how to sell at a much higher level, a much higher price point, to get a much more committed student who really wants the end result. And if that's you, then you need a mentor, and then you can do it. And it's not that hard. Because you've lined up and you've asked for the support that you need, and you've made it a priority, so you're going to make it happen. And and for me, that's the ideal kind of person that I want to work with. So for those of you who you get the five steps and you want step five, then basically the way that I can help you, if you go to yogahealthcoaching.com/apply. You can apply, and then I'll get your application, and we can chat, and then have an interview. I can't really take in anybody into a program without an interview, because we really need to make sure that you are cut out to do the work, because it's work. Even though it's really laid out, it's still a ton of work to do, and it's a massive transformation. You'll be making transformations on so many levels. We just interviewed Erica Weiermark in the Yoga Health Coaching and the Yoga Healer Business Course. And she's this awesome women's entrepreneur. And she was saying that, you know, that the entrepreneurial path is one of the highest forms of spiritual work. And I can't agree with her more. I mean, there's so much shadow stuff that's hanging out if you're not making the kind of money you want or you're not working at the next level of your yoga with your yoga students that you want to. And to really take a much more entrepreneurial investment a path in your own career is you're gonna have some breakthroughs really on most likely on every level, not just financial, not just spiritual, but really on every level. And it clarifies so much in your life and in your direction and in the goal. So again, if you want to have a conversation with me about really doing this for yourself, just go to yogahealthcoaching.com/apply. And on that Yoga Health Coaching site, if you go to Be a Coach, there's also a webinar you can watch where I talk a little bit more in depth about, you know, really this niched opportunity for yoga teachers who really love Ayurveda for themselves. They really want to know more about the Ayurvedic worldview for themselves and also for their students. And don't really get how to make it work as a financial model, as a business strategy. And also don't really get how they would do it and what are some of the parameters around what you can and can't do as a yoga teacher. All right, so I just want to take a quick, if anyone has a question or want to chat for a minute, you can press 1. And I'm just going to check the forum again. Okay. This is great. We have a ton of people on the line. And I'm pretty sure, you know, a lot of times people don't want to press 1 because it's hard to talk in front of a big group like this. I just want to mention a few other things because it seems like you guys are here and you're captive. No one's dropped off the call, which is kind of crazy, amazing. What I found with having I'm going to tell you just a little bit more about yoga health coaching and what it's about. But basically, what I've done is I saw this need in our industry as yoga teachers to really, in a very simple way, be able to help students off the mat. And what I also saw was that most yoga teachers don't know how to sell things at more than a $1,000 price point, unless it's a yoga teacher training. And the thing about a yoga teacher training is that it's a career investment. So people will invest in a yoga teacher training because it's a career investment over a personal wellness investment. But most yoga teachers don't know how to help people invest in their health at higher levels of financial commitment. When you get higher levels of financial commitment, you generally get higher levels of buy-in. Like the person that they're in, and they're in with both feet, and they're going to listen to what you say, and they're going to do what you ask, and they're in general just going to be more committed to the process of transformation that you're guiding them through. So because we often don't have that, and we don't know how to do that, even if we were to teach a health, yoga health coaching type of program at a lower price point, at a place where we actually can attract people and sell, because that's the way we know how to attract people and sell through a lower price point, they're not going to be as committed. So you're not going to get the people that are the most wanting to experience the end result, which means you're not going to show up most on your leading edge of being able to have the most cutting-edge conversation at a level of depth that really calls out your own inner genius. And this is a really big deal. The other massive factor that I find that yoga teachers often struggle with in this realm of applying Ayurveda is there's a lot of Ayurveda that feels dogmatic. And it doesn't feel like something that you have much traction with or much buy-in into. It feels too hard or it feels archaic. And there's something that, how do we take this ancient wisdom, which is timeless, and make it super practical? Because there's a lot of stuff, there's a lot of the Indian dogmatic stuff. We honestly need to understand where it falls in the greater context and then leave it be and step into the future. And I just want to read this, one of the comments on the Yoga Health Coaching Forum that was posted just 2 days ago. And part of Yoga Health Coaching is you actually go through Body Thrive, so you go through the coaching program. So one of the yoga health coaches just listened to Body Thrive Week 2. She says, Kate Stillman, thanks for being so freaking inspiring. And thank you for speaking to the emotional aspect of identity change, both in our coaching calls and in our Thrive Talk. And also, love the sharing of how your kitchen sadhana works. I love eating well, but I honestly don't like spending that much time in the kitchen. Sometimes I almost feel guilty like that. And I'm not really into that amazing food, but I don't have the time. And I love the idea of having a weekly practice of multitasking and being present with it and setting up the kitchen for the week. So this is huge. And I want to read another some more feedback from our forum. This is another member. She says, I'm coaching week 4 of the Yoga Health Coaching Habits to my group of ladies for my pilot program. Already these women have discovered so much. I'm really enjoying our conference call. Thanks for your knowledge in the Yoga Health Coaching Program. So what's exciting to me is that there's an opportunity not just for you to make better money, which is important and it's huge and I totally get it and it's so worth it and it's so awesome to have the kind of money you want, to live the kind of lifestyle you want, and I know because I've done it firsthand and I love it. But also for your own personal health evolution and getting how that works with your own kitchen sadhana and allowing yourself move to the next level of change in a supportive community that's going to create a culture around your own transformation, which is huge. But then also so that you can bring specific people to the next level of their health evolution based on your personal journey, based on who you really can help the most in the world, the conversations that you most want to have in the world. And that's something that I'm so utterly passionate about, is that your yoga health coaching program doesn't look the same as mine. Like, yes, chances are the habits are the same. Chances are the habit change science is the same. Chances are the business strategy is the same if you're going to make real money. But what it's like to be a student on the inside of your course is going to be so different than what it's like to be a student on the inside of my course. And I love that diversity. And there's no way I want to create a franchise-like experience. It's so much more about pulling out your unique genius, pulling out your wellness transformation, and really seeing how you can guarantee that as an end result for other people that you work with. All right, so again, if anyone wants more information, the best thing to do is to go to yogahealthcoaching.com/apply. And once you apply and I get your application, I probably won't be able to respond to all the applications because we had, like I said, we had about 300 people register for this. But if you seem like a good fit and that you're ready to do the work, I'll follow up and we can have a one-on-one conversation. And the nice thing about that is I know it's really hard on these you know, teleconference calls because we can't talk one-on-one. So I just really invite you to apply. So you might also just be asking yourself whether or not to reach out to me. And the question you need to be asking yourself is whether or not you're really serious and committed about doing what it takes to be successful, you know, with helping your students with their diet habits and their lifestyle habits, and about doing what it takes to be successful with your own career path and your own income strategy. And, you know, and if that's for you, I just leave you with this, that it's so important that each of us step into the next level of Dharma and that we really do figure out how to have the most interesting conversations with our students at a level of depth. And we learn how to guarantee results so that we hold ourselves accountable to doing our best work in the world. And that we commit to living the kind of lifestyle that we want to live. Because honestly, all y'all, like, we're some of the more awake people that we hang out with. And for so many people in your community, they look to you. So you've got to put yourself in situations where you can get the kind of training and support and guidance that you need to be able to take them to the next level. And whether that's with me or whether that's with someone else, that's irrelevant to me. But that you just call upon yourself to step into the next level of your Dharma, that's really important to me. All right, and I just thank you so much again for your attention and for being here, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your day. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the lines, and we can all say goodbye. Thanks.
Ciao, everybody.
Bye, Kate. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. You rock.
Well, tat-tat.
Attention yoga teachers and holistic wellness practitioners. Do you want to work with more committed students and clients on their wellness path? Do you want to add an income stream to your wellness career? You can. Take the quiz to see if you can become a yoga health coach. Go to yogahealthcoaching.com/quiz.